Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Life Cope podcast. This is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of Life Cope LLC and the Life Cope app, which is coming soon. Here at Life Cope, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to help you out in life. So the options or advice I give on this podcast are strictly opinionated. I am not a licensed therapist or a psychologist. I just give advice to those that can use it. First, I'd like to give a shout out to one of our sponsors tonight. If you are in the Colorado Springs area, make sure you visit Ironside Medieval Combat. They are a medieval martial arts school specializing in fully armored combat. So when you think of medieval combat, think King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Of course, my first name is Arthur, so you know I'm kind of partial to this place as well. Ironside Medieval Combat is a family-owned martial arts school. The school is based on a customized system developed to provide high quality and sword instruction at a low cost. The school offers a wide variety of classes, including unarmored dancing classes, foam weapons training, armored weapons training, physical fitness, and preparation for national and international competitions. So before you go to your next medieval event, or if you'd like to try something fun while exercising, make sure to check out Ironside Medieval Combat. It's located at 1845 North Circle Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Or you can call them at 719-947-2844. You can also contact them on Facebook. Just look for Ironside Medieval Combat. So our next sponsor is also in the Colorado Springs area. Make sure to look up Blackbird Creations. They can create any home or sport memorabilia you need. Their work is professional and they provide great customer service. It's limited to the Colorado Springs area only though. You can contact Blackbird Creations at blackbirdartcreations@gmail.com. So moving on to today's subject, what are we discussing today? Today, we are giving you options on how to cope with your coworkers. A lot of people have coworkers that, you know, they don't get along with, and we've all been there one time or another. I also posted a picture on our social media, which singled out only one type of coworker, of course, and those are the ones that I like to call the chattering parrot. I am most familiar with these individuals, which is why I focused on them on the picture that I posted. But today I'll describe three specific types that most people will encounter at work, or maybe you are the individual I'm describing today. If you are, it's okay. I'm trying to give your coworkers tools to work effortlessly with you without trying to avoid you all the time. By the way, you're welcome. So today, the three types of coworkers I'll talk about are one, the one I've mentioned before, the chattering parrot; two, the slithering snake; and three, the slow but sure sloth. So number one, the chattering parrot. As you might guess, these individuals talk a lot and sometimes don't really add value to the work environment. They've been the center of attention their whole lives, so naturally, they want the same environment at work. They always try to get by on their charm instead of being prepared like everyone else. After all, they have a sense of entitlement and feel they're above everyone else to a certain extent. And of course, I mean, this is kind of true. The good old boy system still exists in certain organizations, unfortunately. So how does one fight this evil force in the workplace? I'm just kidding, but they're not really evil. They're just using what they know to get where they want to be. After all, isn't that the American dream? A couple of things that will happen that will help in this situation. Number one, if they have a distractive nature and their distractive nature is affecting your work progress, you should confront the individual non-confrontationally and ask them to kindly leave your workspace while you complete your project. You won't be liked, of course, but do you really care if that person likes you or their followers? Because those individuals usually do have followers and people that always want to listen to what they have to say. Number two, tread carefully with this next piece of advice. If you're trying to get them fired, it's too easy to expose their lack of knowledge at meetings. So basically, after you give your opinion on a subject, simply ask, "So what do you think, chatterbox?" in the meeting room. In front of the boss, 9 times out of 10, they won't have an answer, and the boss will take note of that. However, there's a small percentage that are quick on their feet and think of something at the drop of a dime. You have to research your target before exposing them, of course. And number 3, which I prefer, is to coax them into being productive. You'll have to feed into their ego, of course. Like I said, they're usually not bad people. So it'll take some time, but invite them to work on projects together. Or when they do something productive, you know, praise them. After 2 or 3 times, you know, being praised, they'll contribute voluntarily and slowly, and then you can slowly decrease the praises that you give them. Alright, so our second type of coworker is the slithering snake. Not slithering from Harry Potter, of course, but most have met this person before as well. They're usually the silent but deadly type, but so are some farts. But seriously, these individuals will work on the same project with you, then when it's time to present their ideas, they'll take all the credit and leave you with nothing. Another tactic they'll use is spy on what you're working on and present a similar idea, but better, to get a promotion. These individuals are the worst, I think, because you never know when they'll strike. A couple of ways to deal with them. Number 1, keep the snake close, but keep your boss closer. What I mean by this is invite the person, the snake, to work on a project and update your boss constantly on your progress. It'll show your boss you have more ownership of the project, while you also keep a close eye on that person, which you consider a snake. Number two, if they're not on the project with you, run a decoy project. Is it double the work? Yes, it is. But if you want to get ahead, sometimes it's necessary. After all is fair in love and war. Trust me, they'll do anything to succeed. Not saying that you should, but it's your idea and your hard work. Don't let anyone else have it. And last but not least, the slow but sure sloth. So word of advice, always keep these individuals in your circle. They are loyal, hardworking, and always complete a project. Only issue is how fast they complete it. It's not their fault, of course. Usually, they're very detailed and conduct research at a slower pace. But at least you can trust this person more than the first two individuals I mentioned above. How do you cope with working with these individuals? Especially if you're a fast-paced go-getter. Number 1, teach them how to skim for pertinent information like you do, of course. It takes time, but they'll appreciate it. At the same time, it shows the boss that you're a team player, and now you've also gained a powerful ally in the office. Number 2, establish a time hack and let the slow sloth person work at their pace. At the end of the time hack, compare notes, and believe it or not, there might be some things that you missed that the slow sloth might have picked up, which ends up making your project even stronger when you present it. So as always, this is not the end-all be-all list. There are other individuals or the coworkers with different personalities, but these are the ones that stood out to me. If you've encountered one of these individuals or know of other types, send us an email or a DM, direct message, and tell us about the type of other coworkers that you've encountered in your workplace. Well, that ends our podcast today. Hopefully, this podcast helps someone listening. If you'd like us to mention your business or program, send us an email at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Again, it's bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can send us a direct message on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Just search LifeCope, one word. This is Arthur Anthony signing off. Stay well and stay safe.